We're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
The Trip Life Radio Triple Threat. Ken Laird, Guy Junker, and now Tim Benz, right here on Trip Life Radio.
Coming up on the show, Pitt assistant coach Brandon Knight will join us, talk a little Pitt hoops here. Before we get into Brandon Knight and Pat Chambers, Penn State head coach, who's going to be checking in at 11:30 as well. College basketball is underway. We've had some good teams playing each other already. Guy, I know it's not your favorite sport, but more so college than NBA. Last couple years, it's been a tough watch. Scoring's been down. They have made some changes to the game this year for people who maybe have seen a game or two or haven't tuned in yet. Some rule changes that I do think are going to be effective. I don't know how long they'll stick with it, but
some changes. They made like 30 changes.
Well, the biggest one seems to me the touch fouls that they're calling now. They've moved the circle, the semicircle, the arc out from underneath the hoop a little bit, the charge line, so to speak. And they were calling, at least Tuesday, I mean, you put your hand on a guy in the post, they were calling quick whistle fouls in an effort to, I guess, cut down on the physical play and help boost scoring that way.
Now, this is one of these things, like we talked about with hockey. This is a similar effect. You're trying to coach the kids out of making the fouls, like the theory is in hockey. Even though it slows the game down, you have less five-on-five pace play. You get more guys going to the bench, and the game stops for whistles and penalties and things of that nature. But the hope is eventually they learn how to play differently, right? Is that where you're going with this?
Yes, and, you know, I don't know.
It's a tough analogy to make because at least in hockey, you get the excitement of a power play and the prospect of points.
Yeah.
Basketball, it's the reward of constant points. Hockey, more oftentimes than not, it's the prospect of scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And the prospect of scoring does include the excitement of going on the power play. So, you know, you are...
Well, watching a guy shoot free throws is scintillating.
You know, that's what I'm saying. There's a big difference between basketball and hockey.
Okay.
So the whole reason I don't like the game is because the last 2 minutes are the worst part of the whole game.
Well, I was talking to Mike Young after the Pitt win on Tuesday, and he said, in my experience, they've always kind of laxed. They've lessened up as the seasons go on. He's expecting...
The referees?
The referees. He said that's as tight as they've ever called it, but generally
isn't that
kind
of true
better.
In every sport? These guys come out of their clinics and their camps and...
Yeah.
And, you know, their rules meetings and videos, and they call everything, and then they kind of sink back into what they've done all their lives.
Yeah, so I guess I'm with Mike on that one. I'm hesitant to say that this is going to continue for the whole year. But let's bring on a guy anyway who will can comment on these from a coaching point of view. Brandon Knight, Pitt assistant in his 10th year back with the program. Of course, the great number 20. Checking in here, Ken Laird, Guy Junker, Tim Benz. How you doing, Brandon? Thanks for the time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We were just talking about the rule changes in college hoops and particularly the physicality in the post play that they're trying to cut down on. What have you seen in that capacity so far, Brandon, and do you think the officials are going to stick with it all year?
I think just because it's a point of emphasis, especially early in the year, I think it's going to be watched very closely, called very tightly. So we just have to adjust.
Brandon, I think they can do many different things to try to help scoring, but nothing would help more than if good players managed to stick around beyond their first year. You know, the good old days that you guys had at Pitt when, you know, you and Julius were sticking around for 4 years, we're just not going to see many of those teams stay together like that anymore. I mean, I think that's the biggest problem with college basketball is the stars don't stay for more than 1 year.
Yeah, a little bit of that, but, you know, I just think also, too, increasing scoring, I don't think the most exciting way to do it is through having free throw shooting contests. But, I mean, they think it's going to, you know, allow people this free range, you know, to move. And, you know, it's taking the physicality out of the game. And, you know, like I said, we're going to have to try to adjust. But I hope the way that we improve scoring isn't through, you know, just calling more fouls, and because it takes away from the flow of the game as well, you know. And fans don't want to see that.
Do you like quickening up the shot clock even by 5 seconds? You think that'll make a big difference?
Yeah, I mean, if I had it my way, I would say, you know, put it to 24 seconds just because so many teams run, there's so much wasted time during a possession, whether it's empty passes, you know. And I think it would make for a faster game, a quicker game, and then there would be more possessions. Like I said, if that would be a way to try to increase scoring, is making the game be played faster.
Pitt assistant coach Brandon Knight, our guest here on Trib Live Radio. Went over to check you guys out Tuesday, Brandon, and of course I know Michael Young and Jamel Artis and James Robinson, your big three there. Beyond that, it was, even for me, I'm just trying to get a grasp of your deep rotation and your deep bench. What's it been like for you guys to have, you guys played 12 in the first half. How do all the parts fit together right now?
I think we're still trying to mix and match and see which lineups and which rotations have more success. But it's good when you have guys to go to, as well as to give those other guys extended rest, so they're more efficient in the time that they're playing, So I think guys can go out and compete, without worrying, that I have a guy that can come in and replace me and contribute. So I think Cameron Johnson, what he does for us off the bench as far as scoring, Chris Jones, you know, both of those guys, they come in the Gonzaga game and they give us a lift making shots and stretching the defense, so Cam is very aggressive, as far as on the offensive end scoring. He gives us some more length on the perimeter, and I think Sheldon and Ryan and Raphael, a combination of all of those guys off the bench, as well as, Damon and Jonathan Milligan, they've all shown flashes of being really good, whether in practice or in games. So we hope that can continue. It's a good thing to have more guys to go to, and then also to give James a rest, and he doesn't have to do as much, we're hoping, this year as he's had to do in the past.
Brandon, now that you're a bit removed from it, how frustrating was that whole experience of having to go out to Japan, leading the number 9 team in the country at halftime, and not walking away with a finished game? I mean, talk to me just a little bit about not only what your team has been, how it's dealt with that result, but also what went into the planning for the game, and how aware you were that the court might be a problem.
I think we were disappointed. I think leading up to the game, because we had practiced there the night before, or I should say the morning before, it was slick. Obviously, the rain didn't help. It rained that day, so it became even more damp. But, after playing a half and just, we struggled and fought through the conditions of the first half, I think our guys just wanted to complete the game, but I think it was definitely a safety issue. So, calling the game probably was the right thing to do. And I think they tried to just get through it, eventually. We knew it was going to be like that going into the game. So, they could have called the game, before it even started. Guys were slipping and falling in the initial warm-up. So, it's disappointing, because we felt like it was a game we could win, and felt like it was a game that we were going to win, and I think just the competitive nature of just having a no decision on it is tough for some of our guys, but it's just something that you got to get through, and obviously, it doesn't make our guys feel any better, but it's happened before, so this isn't the first time. You just hope that you won't be a part of a situation like that again.
When a trip like that first comes up, Brandon, you first saw that you guys were traveling there, do you roll your eyes and think, do we have to travel halfway around the world to play a game, or do you look forward to it? Did the guys get to do anything other than fly there, play a half of basketball, and fly home? And I ask that because when we travel for work, most of the time we see the airport, the stadium, and the hotel, and that's it. My friends will ask me, "Oh, you were in Chicago. Did you go here? Did you go there?" No, I worked while I was there. So I'm just just wondering if there was, did they get to visit with any of the Marines that were there? Did they get to go see any sights?
Yes. So one of the things that we did was we went and as opposed to going to a restaurant, one of the days we actually went joined some Marines in the mess hall and kind of enjoy lunch with them, and talk with them, met with them, just because they don't get a chance to see basketball up close and personal like that. And I think it meant a lot to them. So that part of the trip was very rewarding, at least on my end, and I think for a lot of our players, it gave us a more of an appreciation and a newfound respect for our armed forces. We got a chance to go see the flight line and a lot of the aircrafts. We actually had a shooting session that was set up, but our guys just wanted to rest because they were really focused for the game. So they opted to not do that on their own because they wanted to, like I said, they wanted to get prepared for the game. But I think we met a lot of wonderful people out there. We had one of the major generals who was stationed on Okinawa a couple years ago. He's retired. But he spoke to us prior to us going out there, and he said, I make the trip 2 times a month, you know, so just embrace it. And I think our guys did a good job, as, you know, you could probably see, just making the most of the time that we were traveling together and that we were spending together. So the trip, the 30 hours of travel wasn't as dreadful as it may have seemed or it could have been, just because I think at the end of the day, seeing the Marines be as appreciative and, you know, as welcoming as they were to all of our players. Our players celebrated with them for like a good 45 minutes to an hour after the game was called, you know, and just got a chance to talk to them. So I think in those regards, you know, that was something, it's something that we can all take from it, and it made it an enjoyable experience for all of the guys, and as well as the coaching staff and everybody who went.
Brandon Knight with us, just another couple minutes here on Trib Live Radio. Well, the legacy that you started continues. 12 of the last 14 NCAA tournaments, still a pretty darn good run. I notice Ontario Letts back with you guys too this year, Brandon. How's Big O looking, and how's he going to be helping you guys out this year?
It's fun to have him back. He's been working with our post guys a lot, and he just brings an energy, you know. Ontario was one of those guys that always smiled on the floor and was just always had a good aura around him. And it's just one of those things that the guys, they embrace him. They enjoy having him back. He's funny. But also, he does a very good job with coaching kids and getting them to understand how to be a better player, what kind of work they need to put in. And then he still can play a little bit, you know, so from time to time he'll surprise them and shock them. Like they've never seen footwork like, you know, the big dancing bear. So Ontario is he was a special player, and I think the guys they really enjoy having him around. So I think he's a great addition to have back, and it's been going well so far. It's been going well so far for him.
And unfortunately, I guess the guy he coached at his last stop, Roseau Nix, is going to redshirt for you, huh?
Yes, and which would be good for him. And that's the one thing, the one luxury that we do have is the five post guys that we're playing right now. We think they can man that spot pretty well, and it'll give him a chance to develop. You know, it'll give him a chance to develop and his last 2 years be hopefully very successful.
Great catching up with you every time you come on, Brandon. We love it. Appreciate you doing it today. Glad you guys made it back safe from Okinawa, and looking forward to the season.
Thank you. You know, I always appreciate you guys having me on, too.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Brandon. Good talking to you, Brandon.
Brandon yep. Knight, Pitt assistant coach. 10 years already he's been on the assistant wow. side of it.
I do it. The other day, like I said, I didn't want to vote in the Jagoff voting for the trip. It angered me at the time the way it went because I wanted to know the particulars and also because it was for the Marines to be able to see a game. So I take it back. It didn't work out. But
see, I'm actually more the other way now.
Oh, really?
It sounds like they got a chance to, you know, to do some things outside of basketball that makes it worthwhile.
That part of it's all well and good, but if the floor was even slick in pregame warm-ups.
That's what he said. They could have called it in pregame.
Could have called it in pregame?
Well, that still wouldn't have changed the fact that they traveled all the way over there for nothing.
Funny he said that he wished they would
no,
go
I mean, I'm just saying then I could have maybe narrowed the scope of my vote to the people who were in charge of the court. Or the people who thought you could have a game under those circumstances.
It probably will kill that from happening ever again. Yep, that place will never be used again, right? For a facility?
I would think.
Unless they seriously fix it. I would hope so.
Well, it sounds, I mean, if it rained all day, it sounds like it was a humidity problem. The building was not air conditioned. I don't know. What's the temperature in Okinawa this time of year?
I don't know. He wants a 24-second clock. Oh, that'd
be. I like it.
There's a lot of bad shots going up from a lot of college basketball players that'll never come close to the NBA.
A little run and gun. I'll be fine with that.
I mean, that's part of this, too. There's a fine line to walk here when it comes to this college scoring debate, as he was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, you get it down to 24. There's a lot of guys who shouldn't be shooting with 24 or in that
time
frame.
They're just chucking it up.
Yeah. There's a lot more bad missed shots that are going to happen.